I am being so very domesticated right now. I'm actually doing my washing, the dishwasher's on. I'm baking a cake. No. I'm making a tiramisu gatto, and I'm just about to figure out how I'm gonna cook sea bass for dinner. I'm a domestic muppet. I just got a comment, and it was along the lines of, "This was very well written and executed." And I kind of stared at it for a while. Most of the stuff I put on YouTube, I think apart from maybe two audios, are not scripted. And I'll confess, I've never written a script in my life. I wrote something like a script, but that's for JOI, so that was a little bit different. But none of my audios are scripted. None of them. I put a little thing written and recorded by Oh Honey in my descriptions because everyone else was doing it. It's just a little thing. Because fuck if I know what to put in a description. But did you just hear me click? Wow. It's just weird to me. I don't know, I seem to have some mental block about writing. I have this thing where I transverse letters a lot or miss out whole words. It's annoying. But I can never write a script. It's as if my brain doesn't work when it's told to. It's like, right, we're sitting down, we're gonna be writing a script, it's romantic, it's sweet, there are no penguins, and go. I said, go. 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 No. And then nothing. But if I'm in front of a microphone, I can just act. I can come up with a character, put myself in the character, react as a character. So, if I had to label myself, apart from domestic Muppet, I guess I would say I'm more of an actor than a writer. It's kind of weird. In the moment, it comes easily. But when you get interrupted, it really can throw you off. And I guess when I do scripts, it's easier because it's easier to keep track of. If something happens, if there's a noise, if there's a car, if the banshee shrieks in the night, I can just stop, start from that point. But the problem with just freehanding everything is if there's a noise, it can completely derail my audio. But even when I do a script, I was talking to one of my friends about how I read scripts, and there's a rule. If someone has written a script and every performance of it is like 10 minutes long, mine's gonna be at least 15 because I always tend to meander off the script, and the big reveal, I do cold readings. I will glance through a script to see if I like it. I will listen to other people's recordings of it, but I won't read every line because it's a confidence thing. I will psych myself out of doing a script. So the reason, singular, that my, what the fuck is that? I've just noticed there's like a leather case on a shelf and I do not know what's in it. We might have to go and investigate that in a minute. The reason that my script readings are slower is that I'm literally reading as I go, which is great for JOI, not so great for something a little bit more energetic. And that's why I tend to go off script. While I'm reading, I'll fill in with some Muppety bullshit. There was a time back when I first started recording when I didn't think I could ever read a script because I was so conscious of my voice and how it has its own little distinct features. That's a polite way of saying, God, I slur and mispronounce my words sometimes. But sometimes my brain just forgets how my mouth muscles work and I'll be... But I'm trying to become more comfortable with it. It's part of my character. And while I wish sometimes I listen to people on YouTube, on Political Audio, on GWA, and I am just in awe. Their voices are like nectar, like ambrosia, just gorgeous. And then I compare myself and I'm like, oh, well. And that's a bad thing. Your voice is such a big... What the fuck was that? Okay, that's weird. And now we go to the spin cycle. I'm such a professional when it comes to recording. No, your voice is such an important part of who you are. It's part of your identity, in a way. Because that's the voice in your head. I'm actually talking in my head right now. And then I was like, yeah, that is my voice. Just double checking, you know, fact checking for the audio. That was a banshee screaming, sneezing. So he screams so much, he's like, I hear a noise, he's screaming when it's actually a sneeze. It's... I know. I kind of wandered off topic so very badly there. Should we find out what's in that leather case? Okay.
Give me a minute. Negotiating around the table. What we got? Ooh. What is this? Ooh, it's fancy. And it's empty. Oh, I remember this. This was, this had like a £300 bottle of whiskey or some shit in there. It's actually a really nice, you know what? I kind of want to take this and just... Nope, it's there for a reason. Don't know what the fuck it is, but yeah. So someone got, like, gave a gift of this really expensive whiskey, and I'm like, okay. And I think it just got drunk without even realizing that it was being drunk. Drunk. It's just, words, why are you so hard? So, this is just a little tidbit. I've been considering, I always jump from topic to topic, I am the ultimate Muppet Magpie. I've been thinking of maybe doing vocal exercises, like a singer would. I know it would help with my breathing and my pacing, and I would probably have more confidence in my voice if I did it. The only thing that's really, really holding me back is you sound so ridiculous when you do what you do. I might actually do it and record it, and then you can all laugh with me. Not at me, with me. Think of your voice. Honestly, tell me, I'm interested. I am a collector of voices. There are actors who have come to feel very attracted to solely based on their voice. Like a thing. And I don't like perfect voices, I like voices with character. So tell me about your voice. Do you like it? Can you bear to listen to yourself back on a recording? What kind of accent do you have? I have... See, people always tell me, I love your accent. And I think, I don't have an accent. I have the most... If I have an accent, it's the most generic Southeast... Okay, I will admit, I just... Sometimes I get a little bit cute confused in my directions, and I did just do never eat shredded wheat to figure out which was west and which was east. So southeast accent, it's very generic, I think. And it's really strange because the Banshee, when he's not shrieking, literally has RP pronunciation. No, why am I saying RP pronunciation when pronunciation... He has a really lovely way of talking. Why can't you talk more and less shrieking? But people seem to think that my accent is interesting and nice. It does tend, I'll be honest, it does tend to be Americans who think that. But yeah. It's weird. But I love accents. I love the character. And I love the diversity within a small amount of space. You can have so many diverse accents. Take London, for instance. There are so many different accents, and sometimes you can't understand them without a bloody, someone, a translator or subtitles. He says, how are you today? And I always find, this is one thing that I find, this is probably bullshit. When I'm watching TV or whatever, if it's an English-speaking country, I can understand the accent. Like, some of the accents in America can be pretty thick, but I never need subtitles. I can always understand it. Australia, wherever, I can understand it. And that's the freezer kicking in. All the kitchen sounds. Ooh, I should make a soundscape. I should do a kitchen audio and then just to say, this is a freezer. Actually, I did one. And it had like a washing machine and a freezer. I need to do that again. Getting distracted. Yeah, so anyway, as an English person, and I've also found this with my brother, that if there are accents and they are very thick, we can still understand them. And yet, English accents seem to be very difficult for other people to translate. As in, say, Yorkshire, Dorset, like super Cornish, people... And when I watch American versions of some English programs, they've always got subtitles because they just can't determine what's being said. Is that actually a thing, or is that just me? Ramble, wildcat, ramble. Really? I'm a wildcat now? Meow. That was the lamest cat. I actually do really good cat impressions. I'm just feeling really self-conscious now because I realise I've been wittering on for 13 minutes and I'm waiting for it to get to 30 seconds. So, filler. And 30 seconds. I'm going to cut it there. I have got to get going with dinner. And I actually need to figure out what I'm cooking. Do you like sea bass? Would you like some? You want to come around for dinner? Well, by the time I post this, dinner will be over, so yeah, sorry about that. But I'll take pictures of the cake and I will post them. Maybe. Is that burning? No, it's not, it's fine. Is it? Shit. Bye.